The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running. We are still investigating the case of the missing Kringle here at our Good Karma Brands offices downtown Milwaukee. Hashtag save the Kringle.
I think that Kringle's gone.
Sure. Save the integrity of our office. Save the
also
reputation
gone.
Of our office. What are
also
we saving
gone.
Exactly?
I don't know if we're saving anything at this point. Just trying to figure out who did it for our own, you know, curiosity.
In case you missed it in the first hour of the show, we told you how 10 Kringle were laid out on the counter of our cafe. And when folks came in the next morning to distribute the Kringle so everybody could have a little party celebrating the Kringle, they were gone.
I could get them off.
Pardon me?
Or whoever. Off.
Phrasing.
Huh? Thank you.
Phrasing.
I could. It'd be very simple.
All right, let's just
Gabe made
move
my
on.
Case.
Hey,
can we
all
please?
Right, move on.
No,
well,
no, no,
do
no.
you all agree?
We.
This is why I wanted to move on.
Do I agree that you could get them out of trouble?
Yes.
Sure.
Not their fault.
Because no note. Your team, no note.
Even if there was a note.
What?
Maybe
nah,
they don't read English, they read Spanish. Or Dutch.
Oh, now you're a defense attorney,
yes.
Are you?
Gabe said it. He said, when food has been left out on the counter, it's known as free game.
Yeah, but you just can't just take it with you.
If there's no note.
No,
you just said it's free game. You can't pick and choose when it is free game and when it's not
well,
free
no,
game.
No, but you can't just like take something home with you if it's sitting there. Like, it's for the office.
There's nothing in the bylaws that says that.
Do you have these bylaws? Have you seen
these bylaws? I deleted
them,
yeah.
Yeah, you swiped
got
it.
Got the email.
Yeah. Thought it was a phishing
like,
attempt.
Rules don't apply.
Not interested. So we are still trying to figure out what happened to the missing Kringle here. 10 boxes of Kringle. 10, oh, what are they? Sheets? They're a sheet of Kringle. Mm-hmm. They're a package of Kringle left on the counter overnight to be given out in the morning. We got a note at 8:55 saying, everyone, there's Kringle in the common area. Enjoy. And then at 8:59, we got a note saying, just kidding. It's not there. We don't know where it went. Why are you smirking?
Was it you?
No.
Did you sneak back in, steal some Kringle?
What, to sell them? I don't eat that stuff.
You just put them
I don't know. I thought maybe you'd give it to the Blammer. Using
I'm
it as a barter system.
Now.
You know?
Oh,
yeah.
That actually might have some value.
You got something else that you want to keep in his, like, you know, barn or whatever. So here you go. Here's some Kringle. Here's 10 Kringle to store my four-wheeler for the winter.
How many ears of corn would 10 Kringle be?
Ooh. Gabe said they're like, what, $26 a pop?
Yeah. It's like the entire...
In his world, a dozen.
How many tractor uses?
That's probably gassing up and using it.
But he would let you ride it?
Yeah.
Phrasing.
Because he doesn't know how. He's got all the equipment in the world and doesn't know how to use it.
Ron and the Key weighing in saying, yes, Chewy, I believe you can get them off. Has it clicked yet?
No.
Nope.
Nope, he's just giggling.
Because I'm thinking of Ron's text yesterday, rabies is fun.
You know what's funny? Rabies. That was very good. If you missed any of that conversation about the squirrels, by the way, we did catch a squirrel. So the guys came out yesterday, put the traps down. Dario got home from work last night, said we caught a squirrel. Got one. We got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Can I ask what happened next?
Well, the guy has to come back out today, right? He'll have to come back out today, take the squirrel. We hope that is the only squirrel. He was very good, though, by the way. Shout out to those folks. what is the office? It's like, it's not nature, animal control.
Animal control?
Yep, animal control. Because he knew right away just by looking at the bite marks. He was like, oh, that's a red squirrel. I was like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, I can tell by the bite marks. So I was like, you are very good at your job. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, let's move on with the Packers. We are talking about Malik Willis. If you missed Chewy talking about how they can set Malik up for success, you can go back and find that on Wisconsin On Demand. But Chewy, just to recap also, the idea is obviously to script the first series, maybe the first two series. How many series would you script if you're Matt LaFleur, knowing that obviously the Colts are going to be changing, you know, showing different things? Because from what we hear, Malik Willis cannot step out there, assess the defense pre-snap, assess the movement that he sees, know where the open man is. What you basically have to do is give him the guy you want him to go to on the play and hope he can make that play.
This is the problem with having such a young team, because if there was a veteran presence there, he can help you, because calling the play is going to be a challenge to him as it is. Mm-hmm. In the headphone in the quarterback's ear shuts off, I think, at 15 seconds. So there might be times that play has to be called before 15 seconds just so LaFleur can walk him through. Offensive linemen typically do not know that stuff, okay? All they care about is the first part of the language of the play. They don't have to worry about formation. They don't have to worry about motion. All they have to do is worry about word or a number, right? We had guys in the huddle, Free or Robert or myself, if there was a backup. Because we had back, I think Ty had to come in, but Ty knew his stuff. TJ Rubley probably didn't. We could help him through it because all that information is important in a play. That's going to be the interesting thing, because who's the oldest skill position player there that was there last year? I'm not saying Josh Jacobs, but probably Watson.
Yeah, Watson, right? Dobbs.
So they're going to help him through that, because you can't forget anything, because there's going to be a position group going, what do I do?
As far as we know, Josh Myers is healthy after the end of the game. Mm-hmm. So he will be out there. When Malik Willis was with the Tennessee Titans, because he had never called plays in the huddle before, there were times where the center was responsible for calling the offense and telling the skill players where they needed to be. I don't think it is as remedial as that. That was in Malik's rookie year. It is still a little bit surprising that a quarterback who played, you know, college football. I mean, I guess not, depending on, you know, what offense you're running. Sometimes the coach is telling you exactly where the ball has to go and you're not having to do any reads. But that was alarming to me to learn that the center was calling plays. Do we feel like that's something that Josh Myers could do if it came to that on Sunday?
I don't know.
Not if we want to win.
Typically, I wouldn't. I mean, even Frank, who was pretty darn smart, couldn't call the whole play.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm thinking of a long play would be shift to Brown right tight, F left, 64 U corner, halfback flat. And that all has information in it. And that's all got to come out. You know, you can't miss anything because it's going to screw the play up.
Could they simplify it to the point where they throw a wristband on him? And it's like, okay, play one, and then it's now written down here so he can just read it off, you know, the wristband that he has.
My guess is that's what he's going to have to do. I don't think there'll be a lot of motions, because motions get kind of confusing. Like shift twos, shift twos aren't as good as motions, but you kind of get the same effect, because a team, all right, let's say you, it's shift to red right.
Okay. What does that mean?
So you initially line up in red left.
Okay.
And then you shift to red right.
Which you hate.
So teams, a lot of teams will adjust, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's, you line up in red left, let's say they're playing three sky. Well, obviously, if you just shift, you can't run three sky anymore.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Yeah.
Sometimes you slip it to four, or they just go to their base coverage. Their base coverage, back when we played, a lot of times when they didn't know what the hell was going on, was box poach.
Okay.
Right? And then you run plays that are good against box poach. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole purpose of motion. That's the whole purpose of of shifting is to get them into a front, knowing they're not going to move everything that you want to run a play against.
Help me with this, though, Chu. So when we talk about scripting series, because they talk about that a lot, most teams do script their first series, maybe their second series as well. How does it work when things go awry?
You come off it.
So, do they have a contingency? So I guess my point is like, you know, you got your first one, maybe you're going to run a screenplay. Okay, maybe we pick up 5 yards on that. But if you don't get that, there's got to be another thing because now you're still facing 2nd and 10. So now what's your 2nd and 10 play? But if you did get it, you're facing 2nd and 5. If you're facing 2nd and 5, isn't there a different play than if you're facing 2nd and 10?
No, you probably run that same one. It's the first 15. It's not series. So they script the first 15. So Holmgren's like, all right, first play should get 4 yards there. The only problem is when you get the third down, because he's banking on it being 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5.
Not
and
third
if
and
it's
seven.
3rd and 9, you can't run a 3rd and 5 play.
What
so then you have to come
20
off script.
Because you got called for a hold.
Well, then you got to come off script, you know, and then you can pick it up the next time around. But the first 15 is based upon like an 8 or 9 play scoring drive.
Right, and you're going high percentage.
Points.
And if you're scripting an offense specifically for Malik Willis, it is different than if you're scripting it for Jordan Love.
Correct.
So that's where we're trying to figure out, like, what will we see? If you're Matt LaFleur, what will we see early in that?
A lot of off script.
Well, we won't know that, obviously.
A lot of off script. No, my guess is he's going to have a monster wristband. And
it's got the little
he's going to go from there. Yeah.
I would bet they don't have anything for like 3rd and 18 dialed up.
That would be quarterback
draw.
Or screen. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to surprise me to see him just on certain plays act like the Ooh. Running back. You gain a blocker. Say a 3rd and 3, just say quarterback sweep right.
Jen, in your research for your Potawatomi show last night, did you come across a Malik Willis over-under number of carries?
No props out yet for that game.
Okay.
We only had props out for tonight's Thursday night football game.
Because I'm guessing, whatever that number is for amount of rushing attempts for Malik, Gabe, I might want to hammer these.
Well, and I was looking for Josh Jacobs as well.
Sure.
But he's on the injury list, I saw. Limited
in
practice
I did see
yesterday.
That. You seem like the spread should be a lot higher than 3.
Yeah.
What do you think it should be?
6 or 7?
Really?
When the scouting report on one quarterback is struggles with football, I feel like that line should be higher than 3.
It's almost as good as rabies is fun.
I mean, what they're telling us is they don't think the Colts are that good in terms of roster.
And I disagree.
Yeah, I mean,
they went toe-to-toe with a team that everybody loves in the Houston Texans last week.
I don't mean this as disrespect. I'm going to take Vegas over you.
I'm going to clean up.
That sounds like a side bet.
Yeah, I'm going to clean up then. Again, every once in a while, Josh, you know this, Vegas makes a mistake.
They do miss.
This is a mistake.
Like, what are we implying? So what do you think this game would be with Jordan Love starting healthy?
Packers by 5.
By 3.5, 4.
Because I think what they're telling you is it would be closer to 5 with this number, even switching as much as it has. Because we know the only people injuries that really move are quarterbacks.
Well, it's really 6 when you think about it, because don't you get 3 for home field?
Theoretically. All right, isn't that what we've always said?
Yeah, that's
the way. If you're evenly matched and you're playing at home, you get the 3.
You get 3. I just think it's going to be a goofy game.
I'm hoping it's a goofy game.
Yeah.
But, again, the scouting report on this guy is he stinks. He's bad. Like, I want hope, too. I desperately want to have hope in this guy.
What did I do to
him? And everywhere I turn, there's no hope. There's nobody going, actually, this kid might have something. There's nobody out there.
I'll give you a couple more tidbits from our conversation. Vrabel tried to hide him, which is challenging at the quarterback position. It's not like it's a 3 receiver
right
you're stuck
field.
With, and you're like, yeah. Just go out there, stick your glove in the air. And then it says they tried to take him out of the play as much as possible. They will certainly use his legs when they can. Again, this is not us being pessimistic. This is people who have covered him. This gentleman I spoke to last night even said, shocked the Packers traded for him. Shocked! Over the years, let's
How
move
long
on.
Is his leash?
So he comes out and Clifford goes in?
Like,
this is your
no
master
points,
plan?
No points at halftime?
No.
Offense has 35 yards in the
this
first half.
This is their guy, man. This is they've gone out of their way to try to make it think that he's they're not going to pull the plug after the half. Like, he's got the whole game, man. And if it's that bad, and Jordan can't play the following week against Tennessee, then they reassess and maybe it ends up being Sean Clifford. But remember that they have already told Sean Clifford to his face they don't believe in him because they cut him.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like they don't like Sean Clifford.
Yeah.
If they did, they wouldn't have cut him.
No.
And traded for a guy who struggles with football.
Again, I think there is value this morning, Packers fans. If you subscribe to Ty Dunn's, he has a subscription there. Go Long is the name of it. Bob McGinn, formerly of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, longtime Packers reporter, beat reporter, spoke to at least a dozen, I think, again, I'm going off my memory here, NFL scouts in the AFC and in the NFC. And it is one after another of scouts saying, he has a long way to go.
So. We have breaking news.
What, he has a long way to go?
Into your guys' text messages there. The 10 missing Kringles, 3 have been returned overnight to the desk of the person who they went missing from. 7 Kringles still missing, 3 put back.
Those 7 Kringle, Joshy, those 7 Kringle are gone.
Yeah.
Why would you bring the 3 back?
There's no refunding.
Because they had been on 10 been touched.
Felt bad. You know what I bet it is? I bet they were having a little Packers get together this weekend. They're having a little shindig. And they thought, oh, I could use stuff.
So you just take 7 instead of 10?
I could use
a couple people just RSVP. No. Yeah. I can afford 3 and I can return.
And they thought, I'll have these for my party. I'll bring these home for my party. And then when everything went crazy, when all hell broke loose and we started doing the Inspector Gadget music. Or no, I'm sorry. It's not the Inspector Gadget. It's Pink Panther.
They just made my job a lot tougher getting them off.
Stop saying that. For the love of God. We got to take a break. Top 8 at 8 is next.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you know that fact, though?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that fact?
Is that just a fact, Brig?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Chewy does. Chewy knows the most facts of anyone on the show.
He also knows the most fiction.
On 94.5 ESPN. She's in my mind when she's not
right there beside me. You've heard me talk about Professional Construction Inc. over the years. I have enjoyed having them help us with our home projects, especially when they helped us finish our basement, giving us the space we needed for our family to continue growing and everybody kind of feel comfortable in our home. If you are in the market for that, or maybe you have a remodeling project or a home addition, you should consider PCI for that project. They are celebrating their 20th anniversary this summer. You know what that means. They have been doing exceptional work for 2 decades. Learn more about PCI at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. That's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right, Gabe, what do we got?
List 8 things in front of me. You guys guess back and forth until you each get one incorrect. After that, we open it up to the fans. 800-990-3776. Whoever closes out the list gets a foursome to the Wisconsin Country Club. Easy list today. I'm just looking for the last 8 backup quarterbacks to start a game for the Green Bay Packers.
Why do I feel like we did this recently? Did we do this recently?
No.
Okay. No? Are you sure?
Feels like it.
All right. Then it should be super easy for you.
Okay.
I don't know about
you go
that.
First.
Well, I know Jordan Love was a backup for Aaron Rodgers, and he was put into duty, so Jordan Love is on this list.
Number one.
You said start a game, right?
Start a game. Last eight backup quarterbacks to start a game for the Green Bay Packers.
Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn, six times was a starter for the Packers. Four in 2013, one in 2011, one in 2010. He is number three on the list.
So now I'm going to struggle to... start a game.
Shoulder? Collarbone?
When Rodgers had the collarbone?
Yeah.
I don't remember who started.
It was a very infamous spin move.
Oh, so good.
So I was a lot. So I got good. On my seat.
I mean, I know Matt Flynn was a backup quarterback who started. That's got to be on this list. Matt Flynn.
He just guessed Matt Flynn. That.
Damn it, I wasn't listening. That's crap. I don't like that my brain.
I was having a stroke.
Maybe I'm having a stroke.
Seneca Wallace
started a game for the Green Bay Packers in 2013. He's number five on the list.
You want me to go again?
Yeah, if you can.
DeShone Kizer.
Ooh, did he start a game?
Did not start a game.
He did?
Did not.
All right, it's all you, Jen.
Okay, well, this is going to go really well for us.
Hey, call everyone, please.
800-990-3776.
Jen had one guess.
I had one guess.
Well, she had two. Oh, she had two, yes. Previously guessed.
I just wonder how far back this list goes. Like, would Aaron Rodgers be on this list? Were there... were there at least
what do we know
seven...
about Brett?
I'm just trying to think, like, oh, yeah, there you go. What do we know about Brett? He's like, oh, I love
that. What are you
that.
Doing? What are you doing,
what
Josh?
What do we know about Brett?
What are you doing here, bud?
What do we know about Brett? That's an amazing question, and you're right, Joshy. Shut the hell up, Jen. 800-990-3776. I can't think of another quarterback who started a game as a backup quarterback.
I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to help her.
Yeah.
I'm way out.
All right, 800-990-3776.
I literally guessed someone that you had guessed because I wasn't listening because I was thinking. 800-990-3776. Backup quarterbacks who have started a game for the Green Bay Packers.
The last eight.
Last eight.
Let's go out to Rocky in Sheboygan. Rocky, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Please, for the love of God, help us out.
Ricky Huntley?
So Ricky is not his first
name. That's all right. We'll take it.
Yeah, Chewy.
Oh.
Brett Hundley.
Brett Hundley.
Started nine games for the Packers in 2017.
Really? Was that the collarbone?
That was one of the collarbone years, yes.
That was one of them? Okay. All right, keep it going, Rocky.
Aaron Rodgers.
Never started a game until he became the starter in 2008.
Okay. So there's the bottom.
Yeah, because the game that he came in... Brett started again, like the one game that everybody thinks of against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Brett started that game. Aaron played the last 2.5 quarters.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Ron in the Key. Ron, you are welcome to help us with our top 8-8 list.
Scotty Tolzien.
Scott Tolzien started two games in 2013, had the electric spin move that Josh was referencing earlier against the Minnesota Vikings. So we have the top five. We have Love, Hundley, Flynn, Tolzien, Wallace. We need six, seven, and eight.
Seneca Wallace is going to be my next one. So then before I guess wrong, for Halloween, someone at the GKB office has to go with a trench coat with a bunch of gift cards under one arm and a bunch of Kringles on the other.
I love it.
While standing on a pizza oven box?
Yes.
No, you build your desk like the trunk of a car. Anyway. What was the... Hundley? Is that his last name?
So, Hundley was already guessed. It was correct. So, again, the list is Love, Hundley, Flynn, Tolzien, Wallace are the five that we have. We need six, seven, and eight.
That's all right. Blair Keel. Good luck getting him off, Chewy.
Blair Keel is actually number eight.
Come on.
Seriously? Wait, Ron dropped.
Blair Keel started a game in 1991 for the Green Bay Packers. He's number eight on the list.
Are you serious?
If Ron calls back here, I guess he can continue to guess, but I think he's out after Keel.
Yeah.
John in Milwaukee. John in Milwaukee, you are up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8-8 list?
All right, before I get this wrong, I just wanted to say, Dave Dave is like the Ryan Seacrest of ESPN right now. I'm surprised he didn't get the Wheel of Fortune gig over Ryan Seacrest. I have a lot of shows.
I'm not good enough looking, man. I got this beard. It's not good. They can't put me on TV.
You're good, man. You're a grinder.
Appreciate that.
All right. Let's say John Kaiser.
Deshaun Kaiser is incorrect. Incorrect. Already guessed and incorrect.
Let's go out to Justin in Greendale. Good morning, Justin. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Justin?
Austin.
Austin?
Austin in Greendale.
Hello, Austin. Oh, wait.
Greenfield. Wait. Wow. Okay.
Hey, did somebody say Scott Tolzien?
Yeah.
So I'll reset the list for you quickly. The last 8 backup quarterbacks to start a game for the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love, number 1. Brett Hundley, number 2. Matt Flynn, number 3. Tolzien, 4. Seneca Wallace, 5. Blair Keel is number 8. He started a game back in 1991. So we're looking for number 6 and number 7.
Brett Favre for Magic Man.
Favre is number 6 on the list. He was the backup quarterback in 1992 when Don Majkowski got hurt. And then, of course, Brett started his career, leaving us with just number 7. Do you have it?
Unfortunately, I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank.
All right.
How about, Matt Hasselbeck.
Matt Hasselbeck never started a game for the Green Bay Packers.
All right. Alrighty. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Forgot about Brett.
So, Brett was 1992, Blair Keel 1991. Brett was 92, clear, and he is number 6. Keel 91 is number 8. We're looking for number 7 on the list.
Okay, so now let's go to Justin in Greendale. Hi, Justin. Can you complete our
top
8
list? Anthony Dilwig?
Anthony Dilwig, not on the list.
Too far back.
Yes.
Nope.
This is stumping, folks.
So it's
got to
be someone for... No, Brett.
Oh, my goodness. Randy in a dump truck, please save us.
Good morning. How about Don Majkowski?
Don Majkowski was the starter in 91, so that is incorrect. We're looking for a
son
guy
of
who's...
Have a good day.
Jason in Waterford, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list? Just one spot left on the list.
Yes, how about Mike Tomczak?
Mike Tomczak started 7 games in 1991 for the Green Bay Packers for an injured Don Majkowski. He closes out the
list. I thought you said this list was easy.
Well, Jen said you'd done it before.
I thought we had. But I feel like I would have remembered a Mike Tomczak inclusion. Also, I certainly think I would have remembered Brett Favre as a backup to Don Majkowski being on the list. So we didn't do the list.
Yeah, we didn't do the list.
Was there something else, though? Some quarterbacks? Other quarterbacks? Quarterbacks not named Aaron Rodgers or something like that?
We did the last, 8 to, like...
Backups?
No, to, like, start the season or throw a touchdown pass in a game or something like
that. Oh, that might have been it. Yeah.
All right, good stuff there. And you said that the winner gets a...
Foursome to the Wisconsin Country Club.
That's a great prize.
Yeah.
Excellent prize.
And you can join me out at the Wisconsin Country Club. No assessments ever, no food and beverage minimums. Beautiful course that is challenging. So, enjoy that foursome, certainly. But you can also come out, check out the golf course. It's awesome. But maybe you're looking to join a club that also has other things for your family. Well, we've got pool, tennis, pickleball, all at the Wisconsin Country Club. Theme Sunday fun days at the pool during the summer. So make sure you come check it out. The Wisconsin Country Club also giving back to the community. So can you. Swing for Cindy. You can help raise money for ALS on October 5th. 10 a.m. shotgun start. Find out more. And find out more about the club as well just by going to the website, thewisconsincountryclub.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Kinda like a, oof, like just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah. But that's all part of taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Accutrans is a veteran-owned business dedicated to providing unmatched corporate, personal, and event-related transportation that you will use again and again. Look, I use Accutrans when I'm going to the airport. They pick me up. They take me there. They'll pick me up. They'll take me home. But what about the big dance coming up? I know your kid has homecoming right around the corner. Have you thought about using a service like Accutrans to get them there safely and easily? Visit their website, AccutransGroup.com, to get a quote and book a reservation today. That's AccutransGroup.com for reliable, safe transportation wherever you want to go. In the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over. I mean, we've gone the entire show without hearing from Malik Willis, and I think that's probably on us. We probably should hear from Malik Willis because we have talked about these scouts who have weighed in on Malik Willis's talent. We have talked about people who are associated with the Tennessee Titans who have weighed in on Malik Willis's capabilities. Why don't we hear from the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers this week against the Colts, Malik Willis, who tells us how much of the playbook he knows right now.
I'm not sure I put a percentage on it. I'm just trying to, you know, whatever we have in each day, try to come in, diagnose it, study it the night before, and be able to go out there and execute it. As far as that goes, we've been doing multiple days of just grinding at the playbook when we don't have days on of practice, and then we just try to continue to grow and utilize what we need in order to, you know, go out there and serve in the game.
And let's hear from him again when he talks about how often he has been in the playbook.
Pretty much around the clock since I got here. Yeah. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And, like you said, you just work each day, and that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can control, you know what I mean?
So he's saying the right things, guys.
Yeah, it's one thing to know it. It's another thing to process it, you know.
What's the difference?
Seeing a window, having confidence to throw it, holding on to it, second-guessing yourself. Should I have thrown that? Okay, where's my next one? Where do I go? Should I run? Should I not run?
But also some of it's not even seeing the window. It's anticipating one, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you see the window and now it's too late.
Because a lot of time your brain gets in the way. You know, I was telling Jason this week. I mean, they got to be careful with the overload because then you can. Then it does get to a point where everything sounds the same and you just get lost and you're swimming. And it's when you're in it, it's tough if you're swimming to get out of it. You know what I mean? Just because it comes a time when you're young and you don't know the system, everything sounds the exact same. And you can't be mechanical. You can't just. It's tough. It's tough. That's why so many guys don't make it. So many first rounders don't make it because they can't process. And it sounds to me from the scouting reports and coaches and all that, that he has a problem processing. That's why LaFleur's got to pound in your head. If you don't get it, run. Even if it's 2 yards. Don't take an 8-yard sack. Don't take a 12-yard sack. Throw the ball away. Live to play another day. That's what Holmgren would say.
And again, easier said than done, but it seems important to try to stay on schedule as much as you can, because when you have somebody like this behind center facing a 2nd and 13, just seems like, okay, now you're really putting yourself behind the eight ball.
But there's things, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Indy spies him, because they know that's probably the only way they're going to get gashed by this guy. Is with his legs. Mm-hmm. So do they spy him? Do they blitz him? So we'll just have to, it's got to be very condensed, very simple, not a lot of motion, reads to the strong side, don't worry about anything else, and just move the ball down the field. 3-yard gain's fine. In a game like this, 3 yards is okay. You know? Don't expect a lot of 4th and 2s. Hey, we're going for it. Ain't going to be a lot of that on the minus 40 where you go with it with Aaron, Jordan.
The fun part is as well, and we talked about this going into the game last week, how LaFleur doesn't know how much he does or doesn't trust his kicker yet.
Yeah.
Have no choice but to trot him out there. Like on a 4th and 2 from the 35 with Jordan, maybe you go for it. But I feel this week now you're
take
kicking
the points.
You're kick. Well, yeah, you,
yeah.
But I don't even know if it's taking the points. You're attempting to take the points.
If you want to be aggressive and roll the dice, do it on defense. Don't do it on offense. This is a get the hell out of Dodge after 14-10, 17-14 win, or keeping it close, having a shot in the fourth quarter, right? I'm just very interested to see how long his leash is.
I think it has to be very long.
You think so? So if it's 17-0 at halftime, the offense has 60 yards and he has 28 yards passing. Are you trotting him out there?
I think they are.
Why?
What do you think? Sean Clifford's coming back from 17 down?
No, but he gives you a better shot. At least your playbook is bigger.
Yeah, but at that point, the playbook is what the playbook is, right? Like, you're not going to now, because you've been spending all week installing a smaller playbook. Now you're
just going to suddenly expand it? Sure, we've done that in games.
Okay.
we'd call plays that, you know what, we didn't have that in this week, but they're playing a coverage where I think we can get it. Is everyone on the same page here? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you guys were good.
Yeah, I know. But Clifford...
These guys aren't. Yeah. I think the thing you keep forgetting about this whole Sean Clifford conspiracy thing that you keep forgetting is they don't like him.
Yeah.
They think he's bad.
I would still like a guy in a Prius knowing where he's going as opposed to a Ferrari and has no idea where the hell he's going.
They think he's so bad, they brought in a guy that might not have made the roster to take his job in a couple of weeks. That's how bad they think
he is. I don't think he's in a Prius. I think he's on a bicycle.
Think so?
Skateboard, maybe.
But you can still run your base stuff. Y-stick, ZN, X-shallow cross. If he can't do that, then you might as well just cut him loose.
If I gave you an over-under of 2.5 trick plays, under or over?
Oh, they can't run trick plays.
Well, but like I'm saying, like somebody else is throwing the football.
Oh, you know, like I wouldn't be surprised at a Wildcat.
So is a Wildcat a trick play? Like
I think it kind of is.
Gimmick. No? It's gimmickish.
It's
for
gimmicky, sure. But
what about a fake?
Like a fake punt?
Fake punt, fake field goal.
You got to have that stuff in.
That's
you
got to
have
saying.
It in, fake field goal, just because if you're down 14 you got to do something.
I'm still taking the under.
I'd be interested on the jet sweep. I'm putting it at 5.
Oh, under, they're going to run a lot of jet sweeps. There's no doubt about that. Whether it's the jet sweep from under center, whether it's a little pop pass from the shotgun.
You know you got to go 5.5 or 4.5 for the over-under, right?
Why?
Because you can have a tie.
You don't want to push.
Yeah. We might see.
But he does. He wants to bet the tie for the game.
That's true. There's big bucks.
What did Joshy tell you? Plus $3,000?
Plus 3,000?
So I was trying to figure out here. I've never bet a tie, which I'm proud of, actually.
Yeah, you should be.
Feather in your cap. You're not a degenerate gambler.
I know most every bet that exists. I can't suss it. Like, there's a plus 4,000 one here. It's tie, halftime, full-time, end of quarter. And they're, like, different. I don't understand how to bet a tie. So if anyone does, please tell me. Because there's, like, all the way from plus 120 to plus 4,000. And they're all about ties.
So, that's so interesting.
Do you take the ball or you defer? I'm ripping the Band-Aid off. Let's just see what we got.
I'm taking the ball.
I'm taking the ball,
I want the ball. I want the ball. I don't think we're going to score, but I want the ball.
All right, Matt Hasselbeck. Between your I keep forgetting Michael McDonald earlier and your Matt Hasselbeck, your quote city over here. Football season is back. I'm excited to get back on campus with Celsius Energy Drink, which fuels my active lifestyle with its game day energy. Drink Celsius like I do and Travis Hunter and Jalen Milroe and Dylan Gabriel. Explore all 27 refreshing flavors, sparkling or non-carbonated. There is a Celsius for every taste on game day, including my favorite, which is the old standby, the peach vibe, but I have been loving the sparkling cherry cola lately. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have 5 safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
2 field goals, 2
also
safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Continue. Yes. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Wrap up your summer with a simple deposit at Great Midwest Bank and watch your savings grow larger and larger as the days grow shorter and shorter. With competitive rates, tailored banking solutions, your money works harder for you at GMB. You can join a community that values your growth and supports your journey at Great Midwest Bank, where your financial goals become a reality. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to see what products GMB has for you.
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a 1 or a 2?
See, we put something on the poll today. If you missed any of Jason Wilde's appearance, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand. Do people suck? And that was obviously directly related to the 10 Kringles going missing. Joshy, you did announce the breaking news earlier in the show, but for those that missed it and did hear that we were missing 10 Kringle here from the office, what is the breaking news?
3 of the 10 Kringles have magically reappeared on the desk of the person who was supposed to be giving them out to the team. Sealed, looked to be fully intact. 7 of them still at large.
Wow. I think we can make the assumption at this point, can't we?
That they're
at
gone? Large?
Working their way through the digestive system?
No way.
At this point, it could have been completed the digestive system and out the other end. And this has been more than 24 hours that the Kringle has been missing.
What do you think? You think like they just got a guilty conscience? Or do you think it was just an honest, innocent mistake of, I thought it was available to take. I'm having a little get-together this weekend. Thought it would make a good little snack.
8?
But I don't think someone took all of them. I think, because I was told, some people ate them. The night they were put out to defrost,
okay,
people thought they were fair game and ate the Kringle. Said it was delicious, by the way. I just want to put that out there as a review of the Kringle. And so I think it's when there was stuff left, I think people were like, well, what should we do? We don't want to leave it here. I'll just take it home. And I think people took it home, and then they realized that was a problem, and now they brought it back.
So I'm defending a class action lawsuit now.
Still think you can get them off?
Sure.
I think it's more of a RICO case. Yeah. I don't think they're coming together to sue. No. You're suing the people trying to get them all together.
So good on whoever brought them back, right?
Yeah.
That's a yes? Yes? No.
No! No, you don't get credit.
Here's the thing.
For returning stolen goods.
He would normally think I did it, but I purposefully never left this studio today so that nobody could accuse me of any impropriety, okay? Because I know how this works, you guys.
You could fit anything in that Mary Poppins bag.
Well, the Antalya's next on ESPN Milwaukee.